This is a Stand Up Labs production, powered by digital media.
Hey guys, awesome episode. We got a guy who's not sure if he should go away for the summer, another dude who wants to bring girls back late night, and another guy who wants to have casual hookups and isn't sure how. Check it out, share with friends. Also, tomorrow night I'm in Portland, Oregon at Harvey's Comedy Club. Go to my website, jtraincomedy.com. Check it out. I'd love for you to come, bring a crew. To the J Train podcast. This is J Train, Jared Fried, coming to you live from New York City's Upper West Side. Stand Up New York Labs are here every Tuesday and Friday with your emails, your stories, your questions. I say it every week. I'll say it again. Thank you, thank you, thank you for listening to this podcast. Keep spreading the word. Keep telling friends, coworkers, everybody. Keep telling everybody you can about this podcast. I love doing it. I love that you guys like listening to it. I want to get more people involved. I love doing this show. So keep spreading the word. Keep sending those emails. The emails are fantastic this week. JTrainPodcast at gmail.com. That's JTrainPodcast at gmail.com. Very excited about today's guest. Very funny comic. So great to have him here. Lance Weiss, thanks for coming on, man.
Hello, everyone. When do you say they're not a funny comic?
Like, there's every few weeks.
All right.
One comic comes on. I'm like, this one's just meh.
Yeah. I love podcast intros. They're my great guy, looks amazing, just really doing big things.
We were lucky to have you here because we just ran into each other and I had a dropout and I was like, get him on.
Yeah. No, I appreciate it. Yeah.
I'm pumped to have you, though.
Me too. Dude. I didn't even know this was going on.
this podcast existed.
Amazing. But boy, yeah.
I just assume everyone has one at this point. Like, everyone's got something.
Yeah, it's like, and I you probably have a good following.
There's people that listen. It's good.
I already sound like a jackass on this.
No. That's the perfect guest.
Thanks for having me, Kevin.
You guys can all follow Lance. Go to his website, lanceweiss.com. He also has a show in New York. A lot of people come to the city. They're wondering, what should they do to keep things free and, you know, cheap? You know, you're young, but you want to drink and have fun. I always send people to Hair of the Dog. It's on Stanton and Orchard. That's a great bar, and you listen to the live podcast that we did from there. You can tell it's a fun, great place. Right down the street, Lance does a show that's been here, you know, been going on forever, called The Gandhi Show, and it's every Wednesday at a bar called Lucky Jack's, and it's like one of those cool New York shows that's in a bar, right?
Yeah, February was 6 years for the show, which is, I can't even believe that's a thing.
It's crazy.
It's unbelievable, and it's been good, man. I feel like in the stand-up comedy world, it's like, it's pretty well known.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
A show. In New York, there's like 8 to 10 shows that are like, these are going to be good consistently.
Especially like the bar show type,
sure.
Where it's like, you know, you're walking into a place that like doesn't do comedy normally,
sure.
And you just can count on it for being a fun, inviting
space.
Yeah,
there's about 8 or 10 shows in New York, I feel like we can both name all those, you know.
Totally.
And I think people consider us in that mix. So
I would definitely put that in.
No, yeah, I mean, it's weird being on this side because it's like, to me, I'm like, oh, I'm just trying to do my best to run a show. But I think people consider it like a good, a well-known good show for
I've
the most
done
part.
It. I had a great time. It's a great, you know, in this good atmosphere. And then sometimes you don't get that. I was at a show at a club and a guy yelled out and it was like they wouldn't get rid of the guy and he was like an asshole. And it was just like, sometimes there's clubs that don't even work that well.
Well, the difference in some of those bar shows is like you sometimes don't get to those places unless you want to be there.
Yes.
Where a club you might have got, you know, off the street, you bought tickets, you're walking by, but it like bars, especially like Brooklyn shows, it's like a tourist isn't going out to Bushwick. So if you got 20 people to Bushwick show, like they want to be there.
They want to be there. They want to see something cool.
Yeah. So the vibe is generally pretty nice.
So all of you should go check out a show. If you're here on a New York City Wednesday Gandhi show, it's at Lucky Jack's Bar and it's right down the street from Hair of the Dog. So go to Lance's website, lanceweiss.com. That's LanceWeiss.com. Let's get to the emails. You ready?
I'm ready. Hair of the Dog is a nice bar, by the way, too.
Love it.
Yeah.
My buddy's one of the owners.
And Lucky Jack's. I got to say Lucky Jack's.
Lucky
too.
Jack's is great.
What a business, right? Huh? What a business.
Slam's roommate.
Slam is this person's name?
That's the chick he's been boning.
Slam is Slam's
like
roommate.
He's getting with that slam.
Oh, see, I'm already way out of the loop on this.
You better catch the fuck up.
Yeah, I'm ready.
What's up, Gucci Train? So I'm in a conundrum. There's this girl I've been hooking up with for the past few months, a 785. So we have a rating system here on the podcast.
Okay.
Face, body, personality. Girls face, or guys can
body.
Use it.
Okay.
So he's saying she's a 7 face, 8 sure. body, 5 personality.
Yeah.
She's recently been telling a mutual friend that she's basically in love with me and wants a relationship. I was initially interested, but for the past 6 months, I've been vocal in saying I didn't want anything more than being casual. Problem is now I'm into her roommate. I've talked with her over a bit over breakfast and at the bar. So he gets done fucking this chick and then walks out to breakfast like, who's having bagels? And then he's chatting up the roommate?
Yeah, it's weird. That's a weird situation.
She fucking rules, he writes. I'd give her a 8.79. So he likes this other girl.
Already just screwed himself, because if she ever heard that, she's like, I'm only an 8.7? Are you out of your... Unless she's a 9.9 across the board plus, you're already...
Because he would never tell her that to her face. I think it's between boys. We get along, and I'd have asked her out by now, but I'm worried about girl code, especially among roommates. The only way out of this I can imagine is the Seinfeld method. He writes, suggest a threesome. Girl A dumps you. Girl B is flattered, and you ask girl B on a date. Girl A is okay with it because you were a dickhead to her. Feel free to leave that out if you knew what I was referring to. No, I didn't. What's the move, Jay? Is there one? Keep up the good work. Do you think there's any way he can?
Man, I don't. Where's this person live? Do we know?
We don't know.
Dude, there's a lot of people out there, man. Like, this isn't the only. You know what I mean? Like, unless you think it might be your soulmate. Unless you think it's, if you believe in that kind of thing, and you think you might marry this person and be together for 8 or 10 years, whatever it is. Like, then forget it. Because
that is paramount to this whole thing.
Yeah.
Is that listen, if you're going to make this happen, if you're going to make any type of switch or any, like, if you're going to go for something, you can't, especially with romantic relationships, if you're going to, like, go and jump off the cliff, you can't jump off the cliff into, we'll see.
Yeah.
I want to be casual. No, you have to jump off into relationship town.
Yeah, I think it just depends what your goals are. If you just want to date someone, like, oh, it's fun, let me see what's up, then you're wasting. Yeah,
this isn't for fuck town. This is for relationshipville.
Yeah.
I also think his move, if he's going to do this, and let's just tell him right now.
Yeah.
This ain't happening.
Yeah, it's a tough move.
This is a toughie, and it's going to be very tough to pull. But he's going to have dick restraint. And this is the only way it works. He needs to end it with the current girl.
Sure.
And you have to end it to her face. You have to do it the most professional breakup
that's
ever happened.
You have to do it to
her
face if you're going to do it.
You face her. You say, listen, you're a great girl. I know you want to be serious, but that's just not what I'm looking for. Do that. That's step one. Step two, remove yourself from the group. Remove. You have to disappear. You have to literally become a different person.
Six months.
You have to grow a beard. You have to wear tattered clothing.
That's a great point.
You have to become something else. New
everything.
School classes.
Yeah.
You need a refresh on you. They need to flush the toilet.
That's great advice. Because then the old girl doesn't even want you anymore.
Old girls gets over you. Now the only way you play it is by happenstance.
Yeah.
You can't approach her. You need to, it's been a while. And you see her and you go, I ended things with her. So when you see her, it has to be by chance, which, nothing's by chance. You end up at a bar that you know she's going
to
be at.
This is great advice. I wouldn't have thought to do that.
This is what I'm saying. So you go to her.
No wonder you got the podcast and I don't.
This is why I do this. So then you bring her. Then when you see her out, you go, whoa, it's been a long time. You have to address the girl you dumped.
Yeah.
I'm really sorry with what happened with Grace. She was a great girl, but it just wasn't the relationship for me. And then once that conversation ends, you're into shot town. We're taking shots. Hey, you want a shot?
Yeah.
It's good to see you again. And say, it's really good to see you again.
Yeah.
Repeat that twice.
Mm-hmm. So she knows.
Now she knows, he's like happy.
Yeah.
Remember those breakfast times?
She missed, yeah.
Yeah, maybe she's missing it too. And that's the only play. The only play is professional, space, flush the toilet, surprise to see her, shots.
It's great advice, actually. If you're gonna do it, that's pretty good advice.
If you're going to do it. But I'm just saying, that's a long play.
Yeah, what is that time difference? It's not a week, right?
You gotta have classes change. I think for him, he's in college. You gotta have a semester.
Next semester's a fresh start for everyone.
Fresh start for everybody. Yep. Everyone's, and maybe she even next semester, maybe this happens after the spring. She's moving into a new roommate situation.
That's true as well. Yeah.
Now she's getting away from the girl.
What year is he? Did it say?
Doesn't say.
Yeah, so if you're a sophomore, it's like, well, now we're juniors.
Yeah,
so
now
things have changed over. Yeah.
Things are changed. I'm so mature now.
Yeah, exactly.
I shotgun with my pinky up now. You know, so, things are good.
So maybe if there's a summer between this, that's an actual break.
You want to give her the chance to be like, I don't know, it just happened.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what you want. And that's the only way it works between girls. And the girl's going to be mad about it.
But of course, yeah.
You need to give her the availability of an excuse.
Uh-huh.
You have to help her out in that way. But end it. Take a break.
Gosh, that's tough, though. But if you like somebody, it's tough to get that break.
It's tough to take that break.
What do you do?
Well, but understand.
What if she starts dating somebody and then you come back?
But
and
I know, dude, if you know dudes in college, you know one thing. That dick is going to be looking on head on an axis. That's a dick on, you know, they have
sure.
a head on a swivel, dick on a swivel.
Yeah.
So if she hooks up with some guy, she'll get through it.
Yeah.
The space is what you need. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Here with Lance Weiss, LanceWeiss.com. Go find him, support him. Fantastic comic. Flirty manager. So I'm in a little bit of a predicament.
Mm-hmm.
Just started working at this restaurant back home until I can go back to school next fall. There's this sexy manager. 7'8", 10.
Oof. Okay. 7'8", 10.
So that means he likes her. I worked with my first day there and we seemed to really hit it off. She's great. Before you know it, she was just acting nice. She was just acting very nice to me and basically going out of her way for me and even bending the rules and basically doing things she wasn't supposed to do for me. He puts in parentheses, special treatment. I've been working there for a month now and she has started to amp up the flirting.
Yep.
Lots of touching, taking a lot of interest in me, and just a lot of playful teasing back and forth. Anyways, as great as all that sounds, there's one huge problem. She's engaged.
Wow.
After finding this out, I backed off a little bit and try not to
push
things.
Does she not have a ring? How do you not know? That's be day one.
I haven't looked at rings. Yeah. Okay. I just started looking
really?
For rings.
Really? You don't see that? I see that even girls I'm not interested, like on the bus, I'm like, yeah, she has a ring. I don't, for whatever reason.
Really?
My brain just goes there.
Well, this guy's in college. When I was in college, I didn't
yeah,
even
I
know what finger
right. yeah,
it
you're
went
right.
on.
You're right. You're right.
So let's assume there was a ring sure. and you just didn't notice it. But if there was no ring, that would tell us a lot.
Yeah.
But I think let's assume there was a ring uh-huh. and he's just like, because I was the same way.
I hear you, yeah, yeah.
When I was in college, I'd be like, right. I was like, oh, you get an engagement ring, and then you're putting it in your ear. Like,
yeah,
I didn't
yeah.
know. But I feel like there's some chemistry or connection between us, as she doesn't act the same around the other coworkers.
Ooh.
There's also a little bit of an age difference being between us. I'm 21 and her 24. I know that's not much. There's not much I can really do in this situation, as not only is she engaged, but also she's a manager.
Mm-hmm.
I need some advice on what to do or how I should go about things. I know she's engaged and continuing to pursue her is a little fucked up and could get messy, but hey, I don't know this guy and I'm going to be leaving to go back to school at the end of the summer, so fuck it. What do you think her intentions are? How should I continue to progress things with her?
Wow. My instinct is just, almost my answer to a different, like, don't, I just don't like ruffling feathers, man. I feel like that's like, engaged like a thing. She's a little older. Again, there's more people out there. Like, because it's not going to be long term, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a summer, might be a month or two, summer fling.
There's such a thing as a work wife.
Sure, yeah,
you know,
yeah.
when you mm-hmm. work with someone yeah. and then you have that, like, one person of yeah. the opposite sex that you work with, mm-hmm. that you're like, oh, this is a cool little back and forth yep. here.
And that's fine, I think.
And that's fine. I think he should treat this, the thing with, you know, the girl with the boyfriend, the girl with the engaged
yeah.
that's giving you a little bit of time, there's two roads that she could be going down. There's one road that she really does kind of like you and
sure.
wants you to fuck her. Or there's the other road where she just wants a little attention when nobody's around.
Uh-huh.
And the little attention thing, that's dangerous.
Yeah.
Because it's either... I'm coming or I'm going. You
yeah.
know, like,
and this guy's probably at least 24 plus.
Yeah.
I'm assuming, I don't know.
So you have to act in a way. I'm not saying that this is what you don't want to like break up an engagement.
Sure.
Like you don't want to do that. But let's play the game with
yeah,
this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You got to act like you're shadow boxing.
Mm-hmm.
You ever shadow box?
No, I mean, not in a long time.
do a little boxing?
Last Tuesday? And the
No, you yeah. know, you know, like when you like, it, let's say you're doing, sure. You're practicing for a big fight.
Yeah.
And you put on the protective gear.
Sure.
And you're just, you know, kind of working on your moves, you know, and you're dancing.
Yeah.
You're shooking and jiving. You don't actually ever touch the person.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
You're just shadowing.
Mm-hmm.
You're just practicing moves. in front of the mirror.
Yeah.
You have to just practice moves. This is his...
And you never make contact.
Never make contact. You're saying, okay, so what I'm saying is flirt back.
Get the but training.
Never, yeah, get the training for flirting.
Yeah.
Get the experience of like talking to this girl. Maybe, and let her come to you.
See how far you can almost go without making it...
Making it weird. You always stay in the blissful naivety of... I'm just working with you.
Until she makes the move. And she's the manager, too. So
she's
it's
the manager. So you wait for it to come to you.
Yeah.
You never go to her.
Yeah.
So what you're saying, receive her flirts, reflect those flirts, but never be like the one that's like, what are we doing tonight? No.
Yeah.
That's up to
you
her.
You can't do that. Yeah.
You have to make her the driver. And you have to just follow along.
And,
because
of course, she's going to come harder when you do this.
Yes.
She's going to come at you much harder.
Much harder.
Yeah.
And you know what? You gotta dance with her.
Yeah.
And then at a certain point...
See how far you can push it. Show up late, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15, until you just half a shift.
And then she just smiles at you and is like, you're late again. And you're like, you're right, hot tits. Oh, I mean, what? Yeah, that's the move you don't want to play.
Yeah, you can't say that.
You can't say that.
Start playing little games and start pushing. Just see where you can... And she'll probably come at you even harder. Show up an hour late.
I just think there's... it's a lot like you're trying to trap a bear with a smell.
All right.
You want to keep cooking.
Yeah.
Keep cooking, but don't feed her.
Don't ever go out to it.
No.
Yeah.
Like, I saw there was a popcorn truck the other day that I walked by.
It got you.
And I was like, and I turned. And I just smelled that popcorn. I was
It'll
like,
get
oh.
you, yeah.
I was like, I want some of that popcorn. And then I, like, walked towards it. I'm like, no, I can't.
Yeah.
And then I walked away. That's her right now.
But every day, if you're walking by that popcorn, you're going to be,
one day, I
got to get that popcorn.
One day, you're going to be like, it's a cheat day.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm saying to him. Be the popcorn.
Yeah.
Be smelly.
Great analogy.
Yes. This is the better one than the first one I
gave. This is a great one, yeah.
So this
makes me want popcorn.
But I'm saying, I walked out of the subway. There's this thing called Brooklyn Popcorn Company, and they put a truck out right in front of 77th Street.
Is that our sponsor?
Yeah, that's our sponsor. We're sponsored by Brooklyn Popcorn.
Yeah.
But I smelled it, and I got mad. I was like, oh, I can't fucking have popcorn right now. I'm trying to fucking lose weight. I got to go to a wedding. I'm doing shows. I can't have popcorn. But I got mad because I was like, I want that fucking popcorn.
Yeah.
It smells so good. He's the popcorn. Keep smelling good.
Mm-hmm.
One day, she's going on a cheat meal. It's going to come to you.
That's a perfect analogy.
And maybe she doesn't, but at least you're having fun.
And
also, maybe there's going to be a day where she's like, you got to meet my fiance.
Sure.
This is my best friend at work. And then you'll get the picture pretty clear.
Yeah,
she'll show you that you're just the best friend at work.
Yeah.
And that's fine. But at least
you didn't
say to her, like, imagine you come to her and you're like, hey, so I'm feeling this.
That's the worst thing you can do.
That's the worst move you can make. You need to keep it. You need to friend zone her.
Yeah.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com, JTrainPodcast@gmail.com, here with Lance Weiss, LanceWeiss.com, Gandhi Show every Wednesday at Lucky Jack's in Manhattan. If you're ever in town on a Wednesday, you got to go see that show. Stanford or nah?
What is that?
Dear Papa JT, love the podcast. I've listened to every episode and I need your godlike wisdom. I'm a sophomore in high school.
Wow. How many episodes have there been? Every episode?
3 years. This kid's been listening since middle school.
That's
crazy.
That's amazing.
Sophomore in high school. We got a high school email. We get these every now and again.
Wow.
North Carolina, and I was recently accepted to Stanford University's High School Summer College, whereas where you go to college at Stanford and earn college credit over the summer break.
Mm-hmm.
My question is it worth it to miss a whole summer? And if I do, how do I meet new people and make friends as a 16-year-old going to college? While there will be other kids in the program, I'll be one of the youngest there and be in a class with normal Stanford students. I don't want to be just confined to a dorm room by myself all summer. Any advice would be great. Sincerely, your smartest high school listener. It was written as if it was the smartest high school. Usually it's like, yo, I'm trying to get that butt, but I'm a virgin. So what do you think? Should he do the summer program?
In my mind, there's 100% yes.
There's no reason.
There is no doubt.
Both of us are older.
I have nothing negative to say.
There's not one ounce in us both put together. And we're comics. We can be very negative people. There's no reason to not go on this program.
Zero reason. Well, just one. I'm from Georgia originally. I now live in New York City.
Okay.
Vastly different worlds.
Yes.
And from North Carolina. Stanford. You're going to a vastly different world educationally. I don't know where you're, what your high school or like is in North Carolina, but you're going to a different part of the country.
Oh, yeah. We have a lot of Southern listeners.
Yeah, so with some of the smartest people in the world. You'd be out of your mind. Yeah, I'm going to call you the dumbest listener if you don't go to that.
Also, Stanford's literally the only college I would be like, I'm not anti-college, but Stanford is, sure, to me, the best college.
It's you could argue, one can make that argument.
It has sports.
Yeah.
It has it's in a great location. It has, mm-hmm, sports. It has like an actual vibe to it.
Yeah.
You can go to a big time football game, and it has credibility post college.
It's incredible.
You tell somebody like I went to Penn State. I say that to people. They go, oh, Penn State. Like, yeah, they don't give a shit.
Mm-hmm.
You say Stanford, Harvard, MIT, Yale. Those, yeah, are schools, uh-huh, that are like, oh, okay, I'm going to talk to you.
People treat you differently.
They definitely do. You see people's, yeah, eyes light up.
There's no reason not to go.
You got to do the program.
There's not a doubt in my mind.
Now, the part about being the younger person, here's what I'll say. Don't be the younger person.
Yeah.
You're younger, but don't act like it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And anytime, there's always, what happens is when you go to these summer programs or you go to something that for a short amount of time is that everyone needs to be boxed because it's tough to remember. Yeah. So you just give people a character.
Sure.
So you're just like, oh, that's young guy.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
there's,
yeah,
always young guy. You don't want to be baby bro to everybody.
Yeah.
You just want to be a guy.
Sure.
So don't come in being like, well, like towing the sand. Like, well, mm-hmm, I'm the young baby.
Yeah.
Come in and be like, hey, I'm here from North Carolina. I'm happy to be here. Can't wait to study. Can't, yeah, wait to hang out with all the dudes.
Yeah.
If someone asks how old you are, just be like, yeah, I'm 16. And they're like, you're that young? Yeah, everyone else isn't that young. There's another 16.
Yeah,
like, don't even like admit,
true,
that you think it's not weird.
Well,
it's only weird if you make it weird.
Well, and it's also Stanford where it's not weird. You're like, yeah, there are super geniuses here.
Yeah,
16, we got a 13-year-old kid here. Yeah, what are you doing?
Look, just talk, yeah, to any Asian kid. He's,
yeah,
10.
Yeah, you're fine.
Yeah.
You're 100%. I'm going to be, if I ever hear, I don't know how I would, but if I find out this person doesn't go, I'm beyond pissed.
I'm pissed too.
I'm beyond pissed.
There are certain like life opportunities for like, we are, you get certain ages, you get past opportunities and you're like,
this is a once in a lifetime opportunity.
Who
gets to go to Stanford or during high school and be part of a program like that? You know what, how rare
and
that is?
Here's the thing. When you're in high school or you're even college, and a lot of people that stay in their hometowns,
yeah,
they get afraid,
uh-huh,
because they're like, oh, I'm missing out on Jesse's 20th,
sure,
birthday.
Yeah.
And you're like, Jesse's 20th birthday means nothing.
Because he's going to be in that town and have a 21, 22, yeah, 23.
It's going to be there.
47th.
They're going to be doing that birthday every year. Yeah, don't worry.
At the same bar.
Same
don't
bar.
You worry.
Don't worry. Now everyone's just going to be a little bit fatter.
Yeah, so don't even. Dude, that question's almost invalid to me.
Yeah, but there are moments in high school where you're like,
I get it.
Should I do this cool thing because I have this other stuff that I'm comfortable with at home? Get out of your comfort zone. Listen, I have never, there are moments in life that I never look back on a moment that I felt uncomfortable and been upset that I,
yeah,
had that moment.
Yeah.
I'm always happy for the uncomfortable moments because that's where you're learning. That's where you're growing. That's,
yeah,
where you're becoming a good person. That's where you're becoming the person that you're going to become.
Yeah.
So jtrainpodcast@gmail.com. jtrainpodcast@gmail.com.
What's up, guys? This is Rob Fox from the Inside TFM podcast. You can hear us every Thursday talk about all the dumb, drunk shit we did and what's going on at TFM and our takes on just what's going on around colleges in the country. So subscribe to us on iTunes or you can catch us on the site every Thursday.
The one that got away.
Ooh. Who doesn't have a few of those?
A few.
Yeah.
Dearest J-Train, first, I'm about to apologize for the middle school shit I'm about to throw at you. So my story goes like this. My freshman year, I went to an SEC school and met this 779 Southern Belle.
That's pretty good, 779. I'm catching on.
We kicked it off well, but never went past going on dates. She also invited me to a lot of her sorority functions and made me meet her parents, if that means anything. No, it does. Did you fuck?
I think parents is a nice thing.
No, parents is nice. I'm kidding. Dumb freshman me did jack shit about my, but my sophomore year, I transferred to a Big 12 school.
Yeah.
Hook 'em horns. The problem I'm having is when I go out to meet new girls, I can't help but think of the one that got away. What can I do to fix this? Keep up,
ooh,
the great work. Love the podcast. Thanks, man. What do you think? It's tough when you have that one.
Yeah, I know.
And you're going home, you're like
I've been there.
You've been there and you're,
yeah,
going home, and you're whacking off to their Instagram profile. I mean, in your thinking about them?
Yeah, I had like a one for years that would like make me, when I would go out for like a few years, I'd go out to bars and not even be able to talk to people because I would always be like, man, but they're not. But here's the thing too, you end up building, when you haven't seen someone in a while, like, I don't know what the time,
yeah,
you build someone up so high in your mind.
Totally.
So it happened to me once where I had a year apart from someone. I was like, man, if I could just get to see them. And I saw them and it was awesome. But I was like, oh, they aren't what I, in my mind, when mm-hmm. I had built them up to be this like queen of like everything. I built her up to
queen
be a
queen of socializing, yeah, queen of fucking, queen of everything.
In my mind,
yeah,
let's go with it. She was a 10-10-10 plus, yeah, on the rate. When I met her, I was like, oh, she's like a 7-7-7. Yeah. Like she's cool.
Yeah, distance makes, yeah, the heart grow fonder.
So that definitely is a real thing that you can't, but you know, you're like, yeah, but mine was, oh, no, it wasn't.
Yeah. This is what I'm going to encourage him to do. And here's the way it plays out in movies is not the way it happens in life.
Yeah.
Right now, he's probably thinking of her every moment being like, oh my God, someone else is going to get her and get, yeah, her forever. Sure. That boat will come around again.
Mm-hmm.
Don't count on it, but I'm saying you're going to meet someone just like her that's very nice, that you're going to fall for, yeah, just as hard. That another train is coming.
Yeah.
That's what you have to rely on. And I know that's like relying on like a spirit of some kind, but you have to rely on that. Also, your relationship, just like Lance just said, it was okay.
Yeah.
You know, you just explained it and I was like, you know, you're like, we...
7-7-9. Come on. It was all couple sevens.
All we did was go on dates. And yeah, it's like, was this even... Are you just in... And you called her a Southern Belle. So you've already categorized her as, uh-huh, something that you want.
You put her up there.
Here's my advice. When you go out, judge people by the other people that have made you feel good.
Yeah.
So you obviously have a taste now. Feel lucky for that taste. It's okay to turn down girls. It's, yeah, not a big deal. It's okay to not be interested in certain girls. But keep meeting them.
Yeah.
You're going to find someone that attains this goal. Uh-huh. But also don't make it about the person. Don't compare the people.
Sure.
What you do is compare the things that you liked about her, you know, as categories. Oh, I like a blonde girl. I like, mm-hmm, a girl who's like cool in this specific way. I like a girl who can talk sports with me. I like, yeah, a girl who does, you know, who has a good amount of friends. Take the characteristics about this girl to judge other people, not the person. Because the more you think of the person, you're just gonna be like, well, I could just be with that person.
Yeah.
And now you've put a face to these characteristics. There are things that you didn't like about this girl as well. Know those things.
Yeah.
Use the characteristics, not the person. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Here with Lance Weiss. LanceWeiss.com. Go check him out. Gandhi Show every Wednesday at Lucky Jack's Bar. Post bar moves. Are you single?
Pretty much, yeah.
Pretty much?
At this moment. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we're going to say, we'll go yeah as an answer.
She must be proud. That's every girl wants to hear that.
No, yeah.
Dear Jewish Locomotive, I have recently been hitting up the local bar scene.
Is that your thing?
J Train. This is like they take a different J name every time.
That's so funny.
I have recently been hitting up the local bar scene with a lot of my friends looking for hookups. I'm in college and share an apartment with two other pals of mine. We are not as much looking for girls as we are looking to bring them back to our apartment. Do you and your guests have any advice for the easiest way to bring girls back to the crib? Thanks for the great podcast. It really helps me at work and really feathers my nuts. Well, thank you, man.
You got to look for them to bring them back. They said we're not looking for them. You got to look for them to bring them back. Like, without.
Yeah, we're not as much looking for girls as we're looking to bring them back to our apartment.
You got
to
look for them before you bring them back.
Yeah, that is true. Yeah, there's one precedes the other.
That's your problem right there.
Yeah, you keep bringing back animals. Yeah. I don't know why. Yeah. What do you think? What's the best way to get girls to come back to your place?
You got to entice how cool your place is.
Mm.
People want to see, you got to have some mystery. Listen, even if you don't have, yeah, we got a hot tub, we, yeah, got our own bar back there, a mini bar, whatever you guys want. We got a giant flat screen. You got to, because if I'm in a place, you got to convince me to leave a place that maybe I'm enjoying, my girlfriend's here, I'm enjoying the place, to go to somewhere cooler with some mystique. Maybe some, we got a water slide, something, mm-hmm, that you don't see every day.
Like a game type of a game situation.
Something that's I'm like, wow, you guys have that? I got to see that.
We got into this a little bit last episode. Yep. And the last thing you want, girls want to just feel safe.
Sure.
And
can't be far away.
Can't be far away. Can't be like, you know, you just want to feel like you're going to a fun, safe environment. Yeah. And not feel that way. You have to know that, too. You have to trust in that. And I don't blame them for wanting that. Yeah, you know, just, listen.
I don't want to go places with people have done.
I agree.
I'm like, where? Warehouse? No.
So here's how you make someone feel safe. Numbers. Keep it in numbers. And you also have an event. And make it less creepy. You don't want it to be like, hey, come to my apartment.
At 11.
We got this sweet, dark room that we all make out. And you're like, oh, my God. Angelo Castro, the guy that put the people in their basement. Like, oh, my God, get away from me. You don't want it to feel like you're taking them to your lair.
Yeah.
You want to feel. You want every party back at your place to feel like you're going to the penthouse.
That's a great point.
You know, so I would say you got to keep the... What I would do,
we're having an after party. Thing. Yeah,
I've always said keep like you know keep booze, keep wine or something. Here's my advice. Here's what I would do if I were them. You go out of numbers and you look for girls that are already in groups.
Yeah,
and you approach the group as a group. Now you have a big party together.
Sure,
slingshots. Be like, hey, you know where are you guys coming from? What's the occasion?
Yeah, yeah.
Talk it up. And then what you do when the bar's about if it goes long. You and also you can't force a party, so you can't force someone at like when I you can't be like at 11:30. Hey, let's go back to my place.
Yeah.
It's too much, too soon. It's got to be that twilight hour. Bar's about to close or doing last call.
Yeah.
The party's still going, but last call just happened. What should we do?
Or you pull a text almost where like, hey, Jim just texted. He said he's got a whole crew going on over to this. So if you guys want to come with us, we're just going to be a pretty sweet.
It's the timing of it. Yeah. So like you get to that point, last call. And you're like, what do we do?
Yeah.
And then the girl's like, oh, we're having so much fun. And then you say to her, you drop this bomb. Me and my boys, we got a Taylor Swift album. And a bunch of champagne.
Yeah.
You guys want to come drink champagne and dance to T-Swift? Wow!
Yeah.
Now they're pumped. We're dancing to T-Swift at these dudes' apartment and there's champagne. So now what you've done is created, it's inventive.
An environment.
Now you've brought them to the music that makes them feel comfortable with a drink that isn't fucking, you know, fucking, you
sure,
know,
yeah.
like, it isn't roofy. It's just a champagne that's easy to drink late at night and it's something different. It's a story they can go back and tell to their friends. You want your event to be something that they're like at brunch the next day being like, you won't believe what happened last night. We met these guys. They had a bunch of Taylor Swift and champagne. And champagne, I know you're thinking, oh, J-Train, we don't got all that money. No, there's you can find like $10 bottles of champagne.
I like the idea of having it. No, it's a great idea. I like that's a super great. I just thought of another idea. It's nice if you have something like a well, one, it is nice if your buddy texts. You go, hey, Mike just texted me, said he's got a group, they're going. Kevin, my other roommate, he said, so it looks like a party is being formed. And also, have something there like, hey, we got a mini putt-putt golf at our place.
Yeah, yeah.
And all you got to do is go buy one of those little greens and a putter. And because girls like, well, I putt better than you. My dad wasn't. And you're like, no, you can't. We got a whole course at our place.
Something.
Foosball is another great one.
Yes.
Some people are like, I'll beat your ass in foosball. Could be, hey, we got the party. We got the foosball. We got the, and so you're in.
People just love events that they can go back. You know, it's the deal with Instagram. Are you here for the picture and the likes or are you here for the event? You want someone to be at the event to talk about later. They want to show it off.
Yeah.
So if you got games, if you just have an apartment that's great for dancing.
Sure.
Chicks love dancing.
Mm-hmm.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. This is called Dating Fucking Sucks. Well, with that attitude.
Next.
Recently graduated from a heavily Greek Midwestern state school. So needless to say.
What does that mean?
So he's at a, he was like
heavily
at a
Greek Midwestern school. Okay.
So probably like an Ohio State.
Okay.
A
lot of Greeks
Indiana.
There?
Yeah. A lot of, they're talking about fraternity sorority.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, lot of falafel.
I thought it was like Greeks. Yeah, hilarious.
They have a lot of pita.
Greeks. What do you got? A lot of Italians there too?
Yeah,
a lot of
Italians.
Yeah.
Now, needless to say, slang difficulty was a complete joke. Now I know I sound like a fucking idiot with that statement, but I'd like to point out that I am at least acknowledging the fact and also stating that I feel I was heavily spoiled by the lifestyle. So he was
Can I stop it for a second? I love that people type and they go, I know that was a shitty sentence I just wrote. I couldn't hit delete.
Now I am out in the real world and it's considerably more difficult. It's like girls all of a sudden grew standards and barely fuck the night you meet them. Unfucking believable, I know. Every time I go out, I can always find some sleut to make out with. Grate their ass against my dick on the dance floor, and it's like it's Parmesan cheese, and eventually
get
their number.
Well, terrible life for this guy, huh?
Things are horrible. Oh, how is he living? amazing, but I'm finding that the second meetup isn't as easy to come by. I'm not completely oblivious. I know girls sometimes give out their numbers with no intention of ever meeting up, but I genuinely believe that more often is not the case. I live in LA now, so my college go-to move of going out tonight text doesn't work anymore because there isn't one fucking street of bars anymore. So I guess my question is this. What's the move after you get the number and want to set up a second meetup to hopefully take them to Pound Town? My buddies say I should take them to dinner or something, but they're all gay and I can't stand dates. I love that they're like, take a girl to dinner. He's like, gay.
This is the most impatient man ever. He wants to see someone like, at the bus stop. We're going now.
He also wants to keep as casual as possible right now, maybe forever. Please tell me they're wrong. So what do you think?
You got to have a little patience. And you're in LA, which is notoriously a very difficult city to meet because you got to drive everywhere.
Difficult place to meet. But Uber's made things in LA. Yeah, I was out there. It makes sure. it easier.
But you still might be an hour and a half away from... So you...
Totally.
You guys have a little patience. Like, you're going from college where everybody knew everybody. They said you were in the Greek system. People mm-hmm. came over. And now you've entered the real world. Mm-hmm. People now have different priorities. They yep. may have to get up early for a job. They
also,
have things.
Also, remember when you were a freshman and no chick wanted to talk to you?
You're the freshman
of the
world.
You're the freshman of the world right mm-hmm. now.
Freshman of life.
Yeah, you got to, like, work with what you got.
Even financially, you're going against guys who maybe are 32, 35, who are multimillionaires yeah. with corporations and big homes in LA.
And also like crushing it and like have like an actual something to say.
Yeah. You're like, want to come back to the Valley? You're like, no. They're like, no. What, are you just graduated? This guy's in the Hollywood Hills and he said he's got, yeah, he owns Miramax.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are you talking about?
He's driving a Beamer. Yeah. But I hear him. He's still got to fuck. He's still got to let something out. So my advice to him, and I see where he's going wrong. His problem is he wants a casual hookup.
Sure.
Casual hookups are done through casual events. They mm-hmm. don't, he keeps trying to get the date.
That's a different kind of woman.
That's a different person. Yeah. Well, if they're giving you their number and being like, call me tomorrow, and then the second meetup, when you do that second meetup, you are saying, I'm looking for something more.
Exactly.
So if you're at the bar and you're grinding on some girl with your Parmesan dick, mm-hmm. you know, like you have to let it out there that, you know, hey, I'm looking at, you want to come back to my place? You have to make it happen in a casual way. So my advice to him is go on the apps. Here's the play. You have to keep it quick.
Yeah.
Okay? You go on the apps. You go out with a bunch of bros. If you're in LA and you're post-college, I'm sure you got a bunch of guys sure. just as thirsty as him. You go out with a group and you go to a bar that is a group fun place mm-hmm. to go. But then you swipe, swipe, swipe. You meet a girl. Hey, me and my friends are going to this bar at this time. You and your friends should yeah. come. Now she feels a little safer because you got a big
crew again.
You got
yeah.
the crew again. Also, you are now meeting up with her off of an app where it's yeah. like, hey, you're 22, I'm 22. Sure. We're both out of college. Let's make some mistakes. And at the end of that night, you need a yes or a no.
Yeah.
And don't, if they say no, don't push for it. That's okay. Tomorrow night's a new night.
Yeah.
You're done here. But if you're sitting there and you're like, hey, you're doing your Parmesan dick and you're taking shots and you're having fun. Hey, you want to come back in the Uber with me?
Yeah.
And then she'll be like, I'm not really looking for that. You know, I could do a date. And you'll be like,
then you know what you're working with.
Then you're like, okay, I'm not looking to date.
Yeah.
Or
because he's playing a long man's game, hoping for a short term win.
Totally agree. That's the advice.
You got to play a short game to get a short win.
Exactly. So you have to play with what you want to happen. Yeah. You can't, because when you go for like, oh, let me get your number, let's do a date. Now you're making promises that you have yeah. to add up to. Mm-hmm. Instead, even if you got the number and you're like, yeah, we're going out tomorrow. Maybe I'll text you later tomorrow night. Now you've kept it casual.
Mm-hmm.
You have to undersell, over deliver. And also appreciate that a no is maybe coming.
Yeah.
So you
got to be prepared for it.
Prepare for no's with putting yourself out there with a lot of chicks. You know, that's the move. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com here with Lance Weiss. Awesome to have you here. This is great.
I'm having a great time, man.
Let's do one more.
Love it.
And then we'll go to the news. Does that sound good? Hooking up with X.
Mm-hmm.
What's up? Insert Jew joke here. Here's the background info. I was with this girl for a total of 18 months. My young, dumb, in love ass thought it would be fine to propose to her after a year of being together because we were each other's first and she was my high school sweetheart.
Mm-hmm.
Oy vey. We're both 18 years old at the time and I was doing basic training and AIT for most of our relationship.
What's AIT?
I don't know. I'm going to have like a million.
American Institute
of Technology?
Maybe.
Shelby, look up AIT.
Basic train. That sounds like military.
No, he
though.
Was going to the military. We have a thank you, man. This is, I mean, I hear what's going on here. When I got back, I felt like we weren't the right people for each other. And she started to act like my mother, so I broke it off. Recently, we were starting to be friends again, but we made out at two different parties. She texted me after the second time saying that she doesn't want to get back together, which I don't either, and she just misses my dick. seems like a Trojan dick to me. I just want the dick, I swear. And then all of a sudden, ta-da, baby. So should I hook up with my ex or should I just try to ignore her telling me that? A lot of my brothers tell me it's a bad idea, but I'm not entirely opposed to getting my dick wet again. I love the podcast and would love to hear your wisdom. Also, sends a lot of shits to my boy Austin_CHS94 and MWillis28 and send lots of tits to Morgan Hastings too.
Great handles. 7ZZ29. It's like underscore, an airplane code on the back of a plane.
Well, thank you for the email. What do you think? Does he get his dick wet with his ex?
I think you can listen to people close to you. Mm-hmm. Your buddies know you. They know the relationship. They can see it. They have an outlet. If multiple of your buddies are saying maybe stay away, mm-hmm. they're your friends. They want the best for you. Yeah. And there's other women out there. If it's just that, I say get out of it.
Let Papa JT be your buddy.
Here he comes.
And I think I agree coming down the aisle. And I agree with your advice.
Yes.
His friends are right. He should stay away. I said the Trojan dick. That's a Trojan horse move she's pulling. I just want to, I like your dick. No, she likes, and maybe that is the case. Maybe that's what she thinks right now. But she likes the comfort of your relationship.
Yeah.
It sucks to find someone. It costs a lot more to hire someone new than it does to keep someone on staff.
It's safe.
So that's an economic principle. Mm-hmm. To hire a new person costs a lot of money. To keep someone on, it's cheaper. So she is going the cheaper method. To keep you on the dick roll, it's just an easy play for her. And I get why you're even tempted by it. It's comfortable for you too. It's comfortable for both sides. You never want to do something with your ex that you wouldn't do with your girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
So this is my advice. You would never be like, yeah, I'm just trying to get my dick wet with my girlfriend. You would never say that. Mm-hmm. He's saying that with an ex.
Yeah.
So why would you, you're not going to feel good about this. You have too much history. You got to move on and you got to look back on her positively. She's a great girl. She's the reason you are the type of person you are today. So don't look back on her being like, I used to have this ex and she's bothering me. She's a positive experience in your life. She made you the person you are today. An ex is how you grow as a person and it's how you judge the next person you meet.
You're only going back to this ex-girlfriend if you see a future with this girl.
If
you're like, I really do care, but I'd like to give it another shot and go long term. You don't go back just for a little fun.
No, because it's not going to be fun.
You can go fun anywhere.
There's more contracts that have been signed. Mm-hmm. And also, it's a lot like this high school kid. Going back to the guy who should go to Stanford, we want to go to Stanford.
Yeah.
He's worried about, I got to go in this great new world that's unsure. Same thing for this guy.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, everything's so weird out there. I don't want to go get my dick wet with someone new because he doesn't know if he'll ever even get wet at all.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact is, her party will always exist and it will be the same party you left.
Mm-hmm.
That's not going to be a better party. That's not a better 21st birthday, not a better 22nd birthday. Mm-hmm. It's the same people, places, and things.
Yep.
You got to move on. You got to grow. And this will help you. And it's not ignoring her. I don't think you should ignore her. Just say, hey, listen, I really appreciate it. I don't think that's healthy for you and I to go back on. It's not going to help either of us to grow. I only wish you the best, but maybe we should take some space from being even friends.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the appropriate thing that both of you will look back on and be happy about that you did.
I think you're right.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Let's do one more. I like the vibe we got going. We don't have as many shout outs today. So let's do one more email. Bros before hoes with a bro.
Bros before hoes
with a bro. What's up, Whack Train?
I love all these nicknames people give you. Fantastic.
I'm coming to you with a slightly complicated question. One of my closest bros is trying to date this girl he's really into, but there's some slight issues. He used to date one of this girl's best friends. It was nothing serious, no more than talking, but it ended badly, as in he moved cities and didn't tell her. She called and asked to meet for dinner, and he informed her he was gone. Fucking, what's that Leonardo DiCaprio movie? It's like, Catch Me If You Can. So needless to say, this chick was pissed. But to throw out another wrench in the story, current girl also dated one of his best friends as well. So it's a weird love square? Is that a thing? Both exes are now in serious relationships. Here is where you come in. What's you and whatever butt loving guest you have suggest he do making it happen with this chick? Is the double best friend dating too much to overcome, or is there hope? Thanks for any advice. Hope to hear this on the podcast soon. Peace out, J-Nuts.
I'm already saying get out.
Well, because it's confusing. One of my close bros is trying to date this girl he's really into, but he used to date this girl's best friend, and now that best friend is dating one of his good friends.
That's the point. It's so confusing, even just hearing it. I'm like, that's just hearing it sounds insanely confusing. Yeah. I can't imagine being in it and whatever else was going on. I'm more of a safe player. Like, you should always get out there, but I'm more of a, if something is like complicated, I'm a get out kind of guy. I'm like, that's just hearing that, I'm getting stressed out. I'm like, you got friends involved, you got XP. I don't even, I'm just, there's other people. That's the way I view it.
I totally agree. I even stay away from girls that I match with on Bumble that I have like a mutual friend.
It makes sense. Just to, why complicate?
A mutual friend that I've hooked up with.
Yeah.
Like, if there's a girl that I'm mutual with and I'm like, ugh, I'm gonna have to explain this.
That's what I'm saying. Why? There's no need for that.
Yeah. So I do think, and you never want to cross circles.
Yeah.
I think you want a fresh slate with anybody because here's what's gonna happen.
You can present your best self as well.
Exactly. And here's what's gonna happen when you go back to the girl who's friends with the girl you used to date. She is gonna look, and we gave advice to the guy who's trying to get with the in the beginning of this episode we talked about the guy. It just seemed like he was trying to get with that other girl. With this case, it seems like there's like a real that is going to be the fart that sticks in the room.
It sounds like a nightmare.
That ex that he had a bad falling out with is just a lingering fart, and she's going to do whatever she can to downgrade him as a guy.
Everywhere you hang out, it's going to be a nightmare. The group.
And you know what? And it's everyone just looking at each other, and everyone's like, oh, that dick's touched that mouth, and that
undertones that people, what do they think about that? It's just like, it makes my skin crawl even thinking about it.
Just get away from it. Take a vacation from all of this who's who and what's dick and what foot goes where.
It sounds awful to me.
Sounds awful. I've been in this situation before. You date someone that you're like, you got someone hovering, and it just never is as much fun. Here's the thing.
A relationship, if you got one other person, they can be very difficult. They're projects. They take work, a relationship. Mm-hmm. And so when you got somebody hovering, like you say, you now have two projects. What are their feelings? What are they thinking? What are they? And so now you got another guy and his ex. And if I'm reading that, you have like four situations going on. Because one person is insanely complicated.
Yes.
So you have four feelings, egos, perspective, like experience. So it's like histories. It's so complicated. I can't sleep.
Get on Tinder and find something new.
Yeah.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Lance Weiss, thank you for coming on.
Yeah, buddy.
Fantastic. We're going to move on to some hypotheticals and some news. We'll be right back. I can't say life's a bitch because it's what you make of me. You make your own bitch, so you got to lay. Hey guys, welcome back. Lance, thank you for answering those emails.
Yeah, man.
Fantastic. Go follow Lance, lanceweiss.com. He's got a show called Gandhi. It's on Wednesday nights at Lucky Jack's, if you're ever in Manhattan. It's an awesome show. Cool experience to just see a room that's, kind of that inside New York feel. That's where you want to go for that. So, Shelby, thank you for coming on.
How you doing?
At Classic Shelb.
That's it.
On Twitter, Classic Shelb, filling in for Mansamp.
Yep.
With the dog situation.
Still mourning.
Rest in peace. Rest in peace to Man Sam's dog. Before we get started, go to my website, jtraincomedy.com. Tomorrow night, I am going to be in Portland, Oregon, March 30th, Harvey's Comedy Club. Get a crew together. Bring them out. Need your help. So if you'd like to come, jtraincomedy.com. Find the link there. We had a follow-up email. This guy writes, what's up, train wreck? About 3 years ago, you wrote an article about the night you heard the greatest frat playlist ever, and I immediately tried to recreate it with the songs mentioned in the column. It's a perfect mix of pop, classic rock, rap, and everything in between. The Whitney Houston version of the Star Spangled Banner going straight into Motley Crue's Kickstart My Heart to start out the party is absolutely genius and always puts a great party mood out there for everyone. I'm always looking for more songs to add onto the playlist for parties and was wondering what kind of songs you might think go perfectly with it. I'm a big fan and love the podcast. That was was tough. I wrote that a long time ago.
Yeah.
I got to think about that more because we would add, I would add more, you know, more with the tunes. But if you go Google J Train and best playlist ever and it comes up. Do you have any songs that you like hearing?
No, I have the worst taste in music, so.
So, well, I think part of it is that's why it's so good.
Yeah,
it's
like my favorite band is Train.
Oh, really?
Which people bust on me all the time. They rip me hard. But yeah, put some Train in there. Little Drops of Jupiter.
Drops of Jupiter.
Calling All You Angels. Yeah, these are classics.
There you go.
Meet Virginia.
Now
we
you know
keep
what,
going. Come on.
Now we know what's going on in your iPhone headphones. Let's do
Sarah Bareilles I've been into lately, actually.
Let's do a hypothetical. Dear Juju Train, with the warmer months approaching, here's a beach-themed hypothetical. While enjoying some fun time swimming in the ocean, would you rather be bitten by a shark or raped by a dolphin?
They're both going to happen. Or are we talking about the odds, or they're going to happen?
No, they're just saying, what would you rather? You got one or the other. You're either getting bitten by a shark.
Bitten by a shark, 100%.
Or raped by a dolphin. Does that happen, the dolphin rapes thing?
It's a big problem.
It's a big problem? Shelby, how do you know so much about it?
I've seen videos where, I don't know if the actual completion, but
don't people ride the dolphins at, like, SeaWorld and shit?
They try to hump you.
Ones.
So they try to hump you? Do they have penis? Like, they have a penis?
Yeah, it's a weird curve thing they got going on.
So they just attack humans?
Yes. And, but, you know, they don't have, like, arms where you can grab on, so it looks weird, but they're attempting the...
They're attempting to hit you with that dick.
Pretty messed up.
Oh, my God. The shark bite also is the best story.
That's the thing.
It's
a way cooler
story. You know,
how
do I get laid out of this? Mm-hmm. Is really my question.
Yeah.
And that's, to me, I'm like, if I'm talking to a girl, you know, I'm just like, hey, what's up?
Yeah.
Let's do some J-Train theater.
Right now?
We'll do some J-Train theater. You're a girl I'm approaching in a bar. Hey, what's up?
No.
Whoa. You're feisty. I like your type.
Okay.
What's up, Lancey?
Hey.
So, you want to... Oh, what's happening? How are you doing?
Just
see the scar on my arm?
What's that?
It's from a dolphin raping me.
No.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Insane. Yeah, you can't make that sound hot. There's no way to make that. But if it's a shark, I'm like, yeah, check out this scar. Yeah, that's see this shark tooth necklace?
Oh, my God.
I bet you thought it was pretty not cool until you realized I stole it from the mouth of a shark that tried to bite me.
As long as it's on the leg, something non-threatening.
Yeah, I think we're all going shark
plus
bite.
Plus the... Sharks don't like humans. Like, I surf a lot, so this question like actually like perturbs me in a weird way. Like, sharks don't like humans. You want to hear... this is just a quick stat.
Go.
Last year, 2015, was a very abnormally high year of shark attacks within the U.S., the United States. And this is how many people died from a shark attack last year. There's something like 58 people bitten in the U.S. One person died.
One.
So the chance of... There's not lower. I get particularly upset about because I surf a lot and people are like, oh, what about the sharks? I'm like, no, it's like the chance of.
Yeah.
Can you think of a lower stat than one person dying?
One
last
person
year?
Dying. There are more people that died from like.
Lightning, tornadoes. Name something. One person died last year. And that was an abnormally high.
So it's a
high.
Weird fear that we have.
Yeah. And so the chance, if you get by, you could probably get bit by what you're going to think you're a seal or something, bite your arm and swim off. So it's like.
There's been more people killed by like animals that you don't even like
name
think
anything.
About.
Literally name.
Koala bears.
One person died last year from a shark attack.
Let's do another hypothetical. Sup, J-Train. I'm back with another hypothetical for you. Would you rather scream Wilson at the top of your lungs every time you saw a football? Or talk like Forrest Gump for 5 minutes every time someone mentions chocolate.
What was the first one?
Wilson, when you see a football, or Forrest Gump for 5 minutes.
Wilson. Because it's less, I see a football maybe once every so often. Chocolate I see every single day. I eat chocolate every day.
You eat chocolate every day?
Yeah.
You're living quite a life.
Yeah, it's great, man.
I got to say. Yeah. I don't know, the Wilson thing. There's nothing worse than movie quote guy.
Yeah.
Because then, like, for the movie quote guy, I don't know what to say to that guy.
It's your originality.
I'm just like, what a, like, they bring up a line from a movie. I'm just like, okay, what now? Where do we go with this conversation? How's your mom doing?
Yeah.
You know, that's.
I think I've known a couple people where they've said more things to me that were either Goodfellas or Godfather quotes than actual just
regular
conversation.
Yeah, you gotta get new friends.
And then the worst is when you don't know the quote and you just sit there, you go, I don't know that one. And just ends everything. You're it taking the, and the problem with movie quote people is they never take on the responsibility.
Yeah. Yeah.
They never look at you and go, oh yeah, that was a stupid thing for me
to bring
up.
Laugh it's always, after, they, and then you're stuck there.
They laugh after and they go, you don't know that movie? What are you, a loser? Sucks. And it's like, no, I just, I that's not a movie I saw. Sorry.
Yeah.
And 5 minutes is, I mean, one quote might get a laugh if you do a good impression, but 5 minutes.
The fifth minute.
We moved on. I'm done with the chocolate by now.
That girl is off looking for a new dude.
Yeah.
If you got a hypothetical, jtrainpodcast@gmail.com, title it hypothetical, read it on the air. What do we got for news?
Well, porn is about to become a little more virtual as Pornhub just unveiled their virtual reality porn channel.
Okay.
And it's set to give out 10,000 pairs of VR goggles for free.
Mm. See, I don't want anything free for my porn website.
Yeah.
Just something about it is like, what's it gonna, who's handling
this?
How
do you obtain
Who works at the porn factory? I don't know. They just, what do they just send it out to you?
You send an email and you get one?
You probably got to have some membership or
something. Oh, you must
Virtual reality porn, though, is scary to me. Like, are we just done with the opposite
with people,
sex
yeah.
at this point? Like, are we over? Like, is it not going to?
Yeah, that with all the weird, you know, sex toys and your fleshlights and what have you.
I don't know. It makes me worried for when I get older and I'm like, I'm sitting there with my virtual reality goggles on and I'm fucking like the hottest chick ever. And then I take it off and I'm like, ugh, my wife.
It's just you, yeah.
Just me and some old woman.
But I think you're going to be fine because it's not as good. Whatever the best male sex toy is,
not as good as real life.
Not as good as your hand.
Well, I don't know. I just think I went, you know, the porn, the idea is that the porn will get so good
that you won't need,
that it won't even be porn anymore. Like, we would, like, what will get us hard? Sometimes, I bet you when we're that age, we'll just be watching virtual reality of a woman cutting a cake. And then we're like, this is the only thing it gets me.
Yeah. You know? I mean, It's like is it niche or niche? I always mess it up.
Yeah,
it's like a thing. If you want to have virtual reality, I guess it's, but to me, I don't see like a need for
it. Didn't you think we'd have virtual reality already? Wasn't that like the promise of our childhood?
It's the technology. Well, the problem is because you're trying to match real life. And like you say, it's not going to be real life. I can see something with my own eyes or look into a screen. The screen's never going to be as good.
Yeah.
Because even I can't.
So you think they create virtual reality? They've been banking it better, and then they get halfway in. They're like, ugh, this isn't me.
It's never going to be what it is.
Yeah.
It's never going to be in anything because you can't feel. Let's say it was virtual reality driving a car or a motorcycle.
Yeah.
You can't feel the wind. You can't smell the city. You can't exactly hear. Like, it's all. It's never going to be what real life is ever. So it's never going to get to a place where it's fantastic. I don't think.
I totally agree, and that's probably why they give it up.
That's why they're giving 10,000 free away.
Yeah, it's like, just get rid of these. Do we have any other story?
Well, a new study, actually, a lot of millennials listen to this show, and a new study saying that millennials are now being called the anxious generation because more and more people are suffering from anxiety.
Yeah, because we're drinking so much. It's because
you like drinking.
Yeah, because alcohol tastes like candy now. Do you realize how far alcohol taste has come?
No, you're right. There's so many
back in the day, if you had a vodka shot, you would be out of commission for like a week.
Now there's a million flavors.
Now you have fucking peanut butter vodka.
Yeah.
Like,
no, you're right.
Peanut butter and jelly vodka, and you're like, yeah, this is delicious. Why did I get so hammered? Oh, because you didn't taste it.
Mm.
You know, you just, and now we're waking up with these hangovers, and every Sunday I'm sitting there wondering what I did wrong with my life.
Yeah.
So isn't that, what do you think?
I was going to be, the technology is moving so fast. We're just inundated. Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, we're all so crazy. We're not centered people. We're just not centered. Like back in the day, you'd work on a farm and sit there for 2 hours and watch the sun go down. I haven't watched a sunset, dude. I can't remember the last time.
I watched it on my phone.
Yeah. And then you sit to someone and you flip to something else.
Yeah, you know that is true. And then you also are looking at what you don't have more than what you
have.
Which
is the whole internet.
Yeah, the whole internet is just looking into a window of a world that isn't yours.
You don't have enough numbers.
Yeah.
Whatever it is, you don't have enough numbers.
And that in back on the farm days, you'd be
there,
like,
was nobody
I have
compare.
This.
Yeah.
This is what it is.
You're like, I got fucking land and the sun setting right now. It's incredible.
Yeah.
And we got food that we just, from the
and
garden.
I can trade my cow for my wife. This is great.
It's amazing. Now, now you're just never good enough. So you feel like, we always,
oh, I gotta catch up to everybody. It's not that. That's the thing. It's kind of, and maybe the alcohol is a good one
alcohol
too.
Alcohol like, added into that.
And drugs are very much more. Everybody's doing. Everybody I know does drugs.
Yeah.
Some kind of Molly or I mean, we people don't even consider weed a drug anymore.
No.
It's like so. That can't be the best for your mental state,
mm-hmm.
you know?
I agree with that.
Yeah, they're saying that it's at an 80-year high because people are getting married later, and a lot of young people have no problem just moving across the country after college,
yeah.
and they just get depressed. They don't have their friends.
That makes
that.
Sense.
Well, moving away from the mama hen.
Well, moving, they say is one of the most stressful things a human can do. A breakup, or moving, or a death or something. Those are, I think, your top three.
Man, anxiety makes me, even talking about anxiety makes me anxious. One time I came back from a bachelor party, and I was in the Dominican Republic.
Yeah.
Okay, we're on the bachelor party. I'm sitting middle seat. We just gotten hammered.
Sounds awful.
Hammered the whole weekend.
So you just sit there, and
drugs,
it sounds a nightmare.
Alcohol, everything. And we're on the flight. We're all shaking. We're coming back on a Sunday. It's the early flight. I'm sweating my ass off. Full plane.
That's a bad feeling,
I get
man.
Middle seat on this flight, and I'm between like two old women.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, I'm anxious. I'm like, ugh, what am I doing? I need to go live on a farm and get off the reservation. You know, and I'm sitting between these two older women, and then all of a sudden, the movie on the plane was Up. And if you know the movie
it's a good
Up,
movie.
The first 10 minutes though is the most depressing 10 minutes in cartoon history.
That's so funny.
A barren woman dies in the first 10 minutes, and I am literally crying.
You're just weeping.
And I'm like tears coming down my cheeks. And these women
That's so funny.
And these older women look at me and they're like, Are you okay? Like you're on a flight, it's high pressure. They're like, are you okay? I'm like, I'm fine. And I was like just thinking, like, if I ever explain to them
You can't.
What my real issue is. Like, I just did 20 million beers this weekend and I can't deal with it and I need to hug my mom. And it's like, oh, what a loser. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Lance, thank you for coming on.
Yeah, man, it was a blast, dude.
LanceWeese.com. Lance Weiss, go find him, support him. Awesome comic. GandhiShow.com every Wednesday. Lucky Jack Shelby, thank you for coming on.
Thank you.
Classic Shelb on Twitter. I'm Jared Free. JTrain.